Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Whether you like it or not, the holiday season is here, which means for a lot of us, the final weeks of the year means getting together with friends and family, of course, for good times. Usually, though, with the backdrop of festive tunes. Speaking of holiday music, the Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra is welcoming back its own tradition this weekend. Home for the Holidays has been running for almost 3 decades. The performance will take place at 3 p.m. this Saturday at the Memorial Auditorium in downtown Sacramento. And this year, the Choral Society and Orchestra will also be honoring the life of one of its longtime members. Here to give us a taste of the show is the group's founder and musical director, Donald Kendrick, and its president, Jim McCormick. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vicky.
So before we listen to some of the music that people are going to take in this weekend, let's just start with like a scene setter. You know, tell us about the Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra. How big is it and its mission? Because it goes back for decades.
It does indeed, Vicky. It started way back 28 years ago, unbelievable, when we were the old Sacramento Symphony Chorus. And when that organization met its close, the chorus turned to me and said, "Well, Don, can you keep us together and let's put on some shows?" So we sat down one weekend and thought, well, we'll try this for 1 year and see how things go. And 28 years later, we're still here.
As well as home for the holidays too, correct?
Absolutely. And our mission, Vicky, of course, is to provide world-class choral orchestral music for the people of the Sacramento region. And we do that. We love doing it.
And Home for the Holidays, it's been around pretty much since the inception, correct?
Correct. I thought of the title, Home for the Holidays, 28 years ago, and we did our very first concert at the old Community Center Theater. And ever since then, we've been filling the place, and people have been really enjoying that radiant music for the holidays.
What goes into putting a concert like this together, Jim?
I'll tell you, it's great fun. First of all, Don is able to choose amazing repertoire that stimulates both the community members, the audience attendees, but also the orchestra and the chorus. And we generally like to try to find a headliner. Often we'll have puppets, narrators, things like that. So just finding the music and choosing it that will really challenge everyone. It's one of the early parts of the challenge. And then all the PR, the learning of the music, making sure all that music arrives safely for the orchestra and for the chorus. And then making sure that we rented the hall and that we decorate it so beautifully down there. It's quite amazing.
Yeah, Donald, you've been with it since the beginning, you know, so I think about your vision and then, you know, what it looks like now 28 years and counting.
And to me, it's just getting better and better because more and more people are coming and it's just, you know, it's a magical concert. A lot of conductors don't like doing Christmas music or holiday music because it's so distracting for them. But to me, I feel like Father Christmas in this city for over 33 decades, really. I've been bringing music with my Sac State Choir and now with the Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra and my Schola Cantorum. And so the audience get to sing along in this concert, too. There's a big audience.
There's an interactive component.
Absolutely.
And Vicky, Memorial Auditorium is the perfect choice for this event because of the history. It's almost 100 years old now. And you know that the U-shaped seating in the building creates a sense of connectedness. So at the front of the Memorial Auditorium, we'll have our new risers that are sort of U-shaped. So you have the chorus meeting the attendees who are sitting in a U shape, too. So it's a very warm experience.
Yeah, I love that. Well, let's listen to one of the clips that you sent. This is Deck the Halls. I think about all of the artists that go into creating that sound and how much talent it takes to make it happen.
Our orchestra is really one of the finest orchestras in this city. They are highly trained musicians from all the major conservatories and universities across the country, and they are very, very professional, and they've been with us for so long that it's just a joy to work with these people for all these years.
Well, let's listen to another clip. This is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I mean, from Silent Night to Deck the Halls, you have a lot of classics in there, and you keep bringing people back year after year.
We do. And you know what's wonderful about this concert, Vicki, is that it starts in darkness, and it starts with a candlelit procession, and the choir is all upstairs around the first balcony, all 135, 140 singers with candles in the darkness, and they process down after they sing a glorious piece in the darkness upstairs, all memorized. So it's really quite a spectacular beginning to it.
And every year people look forward to the amazing audience sing-along. And then in the lobby we have Christmas crafts. We also have barbershoppers. So before the concert and during the intermission,
get spruced up.
I'll tell you, it just adds to the merriment, the sense of joy when people walk in because they have so many memories associated with that building.
Yeah, and also a sense of community as well, which is so important for the holidays. Yeah. You know, we're all in this together.
That's what great music does. It does draw people together in an old-fashioned way.
It's touching for me because when I turn to conduct the audience and the audience sing-along, I see, you know, thousands of people, and they're holding their children in their arms and their little ones by the hands, and they're all standing, and they're all singing at the top of their voice, and they really do sing. I mean, they really, really sing at the sing-along, and they look forward to that every year. So it's very touching for me.
Well, we're going to listen to the next song. That is Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I'm going to go out on a limb and say a lot of people sing along to that song. And this also brings up a really important point, the choir. You have longtime choir members that are part of this, and you're honoring one of them as well.
We are, definitely. We're honoring a longtime alto, Suzanne Kenyon. 20 years she sang with us. She not only sang with us, but she brought what we call handmade happiness to us. And she did it through her talent, her crafts, her amazing Christmas elves, the stained glass, baked goods every year, amazing. And so she always went beyond the call of duty. And she had this smile that could warm any building. So we are definitely, Christmas was her favorite time of year. So we're honoring Suzanne Kenyon, who passed away about a month ago. Mm. And it's our pleasure because it's fitting that we honor a person who brought so much light and hope to our lives.
But you bring up a good point, though, Vicki. There are a lot of people in the choir who've been there since, some of them since the very beginning, which is 28 years. You know, it's a long time to be in a choir. Some of them are 10 years, some are 15, some of them are 3 years, some of them are brand new, you know. But there's a good body of people who go back to the very beginning with the
But it's really a sense of community within a community. Mm-hmm. And then we go out and we bring joy to everyone on their network.
Yeah, an outlet of joy, you know, which is wonderful. And continuing on that theme, we're going to listen to the next song, which is, I think, is also a popular one as well, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And in addition to the choir, you have a soloist, a headliner.
We are bringing up Finn Sagal. His name is Finn Sagal, and he's from La Cañada, which is down in Southern California. He graduated from UCLA with a degree in music, and then he went off to Yale University, and he's in his second year at Yale. He's finishing up now. After he graduates from Yale this spring, he's been accepted into the Chicago Ryan Lyric Opera Company as an artist in residence. So it's a wonderful opportunity for him to work in Chicago in the opera. One of my former singers, Julie Miller, also went through that same program. But this guy, he's like 23 years old, and really a good-looking little kid, and he sounds exactly like Frank Sinatra. Unbelievable. He won the American Songbook competition a couple of years ago down in Southern California, which is huge competition, singing, "Luck be a lady, luck be a lady tonight." Mm-hmm. Unbelievable kid. Frank Sinatra reborn, literally. So he's coming all the way in from Yale tomorrow, Wednesday, and we're going to be here for the weekend to sing some beautiful Christmas songs and holiday songs at the Home for the Holidays with the Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra.
What a treat. Yeah, our one of our last songs is actually Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. So let's take a quick listen before we wrap up the show. Donald and Jim, thank you so much. It's going to be a great time. 28 years and counting.
28 years and counting, and we're still here, and we love it.
It's a great tradition, and it brings us joy to present it, Vicki.
Yeah, and you bring joy to a lot of other people, too.
And it's Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, so who's doing anything next Saturday, December the 9th, except coming to our concert at Memorial
Auditorium? And there will be tickets at the door.
That's wonderful, and we have more information on our Insight page, too. Donald Kendrick is the founder and musical director of the Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra, and Jim McCormick is its president. As they mentioned, their annual Home for the Holidays concert will take place this Saturday, December 9th, at 3 p.m. at the Memorial Auditorium on J Street in Sacramento. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can reach out to us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Felst, and he's also today's engineer. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.